The Criminal Assets Bureau has seized a luxury gated home in Saggart in County Dublin from the Mansfield family, which was under the control of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been following this story. Now, this seizure, Paul, follows court proceedings. What was the High Court told about this house?
Yeah, Brian, the High Court is sitting here today in Croke Park, and we heard details of some of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group assets in Dublin and its attempts to invest in the Dublin property market. Now, the gang gave the Dublin businessman, the now convicted criminal, James Mansfield Jr., €4.5 million in cash in two suitcases in 2009 to buy property on its behalf. However, Mansfield's fortunes deteriorated in the financial crash. The gang didn't get their property. The deal turned sour, and Mansfield paid the gang with some cash and a luxury gated home at Coldwater Lakes in Saggart, in which he, his brother PJ and his mother Anne had an interest. Now, we heard in court today that while Anne Mansfield is a party to today's proceedings, she never had any involvement in the property, but that her son got, quote, caught up in a quagmire. Now, the High Court heard today the house was under the control of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group, and the names mentioned specifically were its top two leaders, Daniel Kinahan and Thomas Kavanagh. It was under the gang's control from 2014. Now, as we know, Kinahan has previously been found by the High Court to be the Kinahan gang's controller and manager. Kavanagh, as we know, was the head of the gang's UK drug trafficking operation and was jailed last week in the UK for 21 years. Now, some of Daniel Kinahan's personal items were found in that house, along with €5,000 in cash in a white envelope with the word KAVS written on it, calves, which the cab believe is Thomas Kavanagh's money. Cab also seized another $24,000 in the house, along with a further $20,000, a total of €50,000. No one claimed ownership of the money, but the court also heard today there was an attempt to place the house in the legitimate ownership of Thomas Kavanagh. That was never effected. We also heard today that Kavanagh was an international drug trafficker, married to Joanna Byrne, who's the sister of David and Liam Byrne. Liam, we were told, the head of the Byrne Organised Crime Group, the Dublin branch of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group, and David Byrne was shot dead at the Regency Hotel in 2015.
And this, Paul, all part of a wider and ongoing operation focused on the Kinahan Group.
Very much so. The Criminal Assets Bureau have targeted Thomas Kavanagh before and have taken a house from him. We also heard today that documents need to be served both on Kavanagh and on Daniel Kinahan as part of this settlement. Now, Kavanagh is currently in jail in Norwich. While Cab says it has no address for Kinahan in Dubai, Shelley Horan, who's the barrister for Cab, said today that a business associate was in discussions with the Bureau and may accept service of High Court orders on his behalf. If that's not successful, she said, they will seek to serve orders on a business on Kinahan's behalf. They're planning to serve the orders on Kavanagh in the prison in the UK. Today, the Mansfield's already agreed to the orders not to contest the matter, not to seek compensation in the future. James Mansfield Jr. currently serving an 18-month jail sentence for perverting the course of justice. So the case is due back in the High Court next month for an update on the service of these orders on Daniel Kinahan and Thomas Kavanagh.
Paul Reynolds, thanks for that. After the break, we'll be hearing about that basic income scheme for artists.